Tzvi
Englander.
Ah, so which Englander family?
We're in for Toronto.
Toronto, England. We're Toronto.
My father was Manal and there you saw Toronto for 35 years.
Up north.
Yeah.
My in-laws on Trattoria.
What's the name?
Gellis.
Oh, really? Shmuley Gellis is for that family?
Cousin. Shmuley the cousin.
Is a cousin?
Shmuley is my Shred's brother's. That's a first cousin of my wife. Shmuley's wife is already Gantz Rebelson in Lakewood today. She's all seminary. Are we ready to start?
We are.
Yeah? Okay.
One second. They're coming in. Okay.
I'll wait.
He's coming. They're coming right now.
Tell me when we're ready.
One more?
Wait. No, you know, this Chayish Mishpacha words are not so common.
That is true.
The item's ready? Okay, Gevaldik, let's start. Right. You said you want to do some of the practical cases about Adi Mahavach, right? Okay, so the Gemara, I don't need to... Take a seat.
I'm going to take a seat. I just
got to
get some pictures from
that. All right, so the sugya in Kedusha Nun Tes, I'm sure I learned the sugya quite a few times, right? So you have the famous story with Rav Gidl, where Rav Gidl's mahapach with a certain piece of land, right? And what happens is the Gemara brings a maisa that Rav Abba came, and Rav Abba bought it, purchased it. Rav Gidl goes and complains to Rav Zeira. And the Reb Zeir says, he complains to Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, who says, just wait, it's going to come Yontif time, it's going to come up here, I'll give him a psak. And the whole story, in the end, what's the result of the story? Nobody wants to sell it. Why does nobody want to sell it? Right? He doesn't want to move in because he was Oyvan Oni Mahapa, right? So he doesn't want to move in. And he doesn't want to sell it. Why doesn't he want to sell it?
Because it doesn't look good. It's his first land.
It's not just in Tisanta Ora. Anybody knows anybody that's machbit not to sell the first piece of land?
What's Hakam Shah? Why is the land Tisanta Ora?
Does anybody bring it?
Yeah. Bring it. What's that?
I was just talking about agricultural and not residential.
Agricultural, that's a tarot. Okay, I see somebody is showing them bring
actually. At least one of us actually did it.
Huh?
One of us actually did it.
Sold the first piece of property.
Buy a different one.
Usually that's the tarot. Right. You purchase in order to
buy bad.
when you did it.
You don't know what would have happened if you went to sell them.
I had no choice already. I knew the Gemara, so you feel good.
I think it was residential because the Rabbanim didn't live there. He made us a little dorm for everybody who lives there.
He said it was our Rabbanim.
No, our Rabbanim that they fed off of it.
No, that's didn't the. I thought Rashi said that they lived there.
No, Rashi says that they used it for food. I thought they were supported by it.
They made it eventually into Aradabana. Agishmak Maisa. Let's start going into the lumbus a bit. I just want to ask you a question. Here, the Oilam learned this, the answer to this question. Oni Mahapach B'Charora is a problem when you know about it. How about if you don't know about it?
Pashas of the Gemara, you didn't know about it.
Oh, Pashas of the Gemara, you didn't know about it.
Huh?
Still means Hasidus. No, we understand that Oni Mahapach B'Charora means that if you want to buy a piece of property, and I do something with that piece of property, so then I'm oivan oni mahapach b'charora, right? Correct? That's the way we understand the sugya, right? But what happens if you were mahapach without anybody's knowledge? What's the story? Is this still an issa of oni mahapach b'charora?
He knew that he was...
No, you didn't know.
The one that was being mahapach...
For example, let's go through the classic case, right? You're trying to buy a house. I go on to negotiate with the seller, and I ended up buying it, and I really should have allowed you to keep the house, right? That's the classic case, right? Don't ask the Stamakasha. What happens if I went, I had no idea. I just saw the house advertised. I didn't know that the seller and you had a deal. Am I still even on Mahapach B'Charor?
The Aruch HaShulchan says that it just means Chassidus, you shouldn't do it.
I actually got the Aruch HaShulchan. Emechat ha-yishogik shloyada sharishin Mahapach B'dov ha-zeh l'knoysa, v'kona ein erasha, imidus Chassidus ilanicha lefnei arishin gam b'chayi gavna. So one of you over here said, but what are you talking about? That's the story of the Gemara, right? Ramosh is true. Okay, good. So Baruch Hashem, I'm covered that. Ramosh, the Aruch HaShulchan, fine. Either way, according to either way you go, right? So what happens? Bin's Chassidus is to give it back either way. You saw Stiach HaShulchan about a Mahapach on a Mahapach?
Probably did.
Oni Mahapach b'charora, and somebody else takes it away, and you're Mahapach to take it away from the guy that took it away from somebody else. That's the shell of the Yerach HaShulchan class. Huh? She would have lost in Oni Mahapach, and I love this. So he says it's no problem. What's that?
You still taste the taste of Gneva, the Gemara
yeah.
says.
Yeah, what do you have in Gemara?
You steal from Magana.
Huh? Basa, Ganva, Gnoiv, Vitama, Toim. That's the Gemara where? In Brachas. Right? What's the story? The Gemara says that Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that became sour, right? So they came to visit him. The very Shveri Gemara, I don't want to go into this right now, but why is it a Shveri Gemara? Simen Dal and Chash Mishpa doesn't work well with that Gemara. What does it say?
Chumas Ravasha?
Huh?
Is it Chumas Ravasha?
Chumas Ravasha? I don't know the Chumas Ravasha.
I
don't know.
It's a
second. I just tell you why it's a very interesting Azaf, because it says like this. It says, Ovid Hinish Dina Lanafshe, right?
Right, that's it. Yeah, it's a Chumas Ravasha. Chumas Ravasha brings Uriah from that story.
The guy was still.
I didn't see the Chumas Ravasha.
It's a huge finish, and it changes the whole.
It changes the whole thing. I didn't see the Chumas Ravasha. What I did see is that in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Dalit, there's a sefer called the Kesef HaKadoshim, right?
And the Pachacha.
The Pachacha, I said before, it depends if you see the Jalit, which is the Pachacha, depends how you call it. But he there, in his sefer, brings this question. He says, L'chari, these two concepts are a stira, because on one hand, we say, Ovid and Ishdil and Afshay. So if I lend you money, and then I see in the morning that you're davening, you have a beautiful watch just sitting on your talis bottle, and you don't want to pay back, and a lot of bitoifis, right? It's not so posh that the Sma says it's only money for money. Everybody agrees you can only be typhus adata to come to Bezen. That's for sure, right? Everybody agrees you can only be typhus adata to come to Bezen. Either way, it's a nice geschmack of Steve to think about. Fine. Let's move on over here with the question. We'll get to typhus in a moment. But before I get to typhus, let me just ask another concept. The island went through this already. Other, we'll go on to the next subject. Is the concept of Ani Mahapach by Shaduchim.
Isn't that
Ramosh's
Chuva?
That's Ramosh's Chuva.
A lot of them, I don't know if they went through it. I gave Chabur on it, so I went through a lot of these Chuvas.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That even the
Shleimi Das. This Chuva the Eilam has to see. It's a Chiddush Nifla.
They didn't do the Shleimi Das one either, I don't think.
Which one?
Some of them did.
Oh, but Shleimi Das already said. The Aruch HaShulchan says Mitz Chassidus. Ramosh says it's Mamash Tesugia. That's where Ramosh writes. Now, Shaila of Avia, just to go through the Shaila, which is a very Gishmaka Shaila, Ramosh declares is the Anissa Vali Mahapach Becharora. You know a person is going out with a certain girl, so you say, you know what, let me get invited over to the house on a Friday night where I know she is, and I can go and I can get her away from that shidduch. So Ramosh declares, is the Anim Habach Becharora or not? And what does Ramosh say? Is the Anim Habach Becharora in that case?
He makes three different dagas.
Three dagas. Good. What's the first daga?
Just dating.
Huh? Just dating. So just dating, Ramosh says?
It's probably not an issue.
It's probably not an issue. Why not?
Didn't come to a psika,
correct. But where do you have the halacha that Tonim Abkhara you have to have psika?
Mordechai.
Huh? Mordechai. And who brings it to Shulchan Aruch? The Ramah. The Ramah Paskins, you have to have psika. In other words, Tonim if I know you go see a house, I'm allowed to go see the house myself. There's no problem, right? But on the other hand, if I know you and the seller came to a meeting of the minds, that's when there is a Shaila of Tonim Abkhara. Bischechoshen, Rabbi Yaakov Blaub, time is that even in that case, when you say there's a meeting of the minds, that doesn't mean that you have a meeting of the minds because you have the same number. Very often you have a meeting of the minds with the number, but you don't. The terms are not always ga'abrit. So the terms are not always ga'abrit. Again, you don't have any map of b'charor. Okay, so
isn't that the prisha that says that if they're gonna work it out, it's not totally that.
If it's not totally, yeah. But if a lot of times you have a number, but if the details are such. Mortgage contingency or these kind of questions, then it's mamish not a shaila b'ani ma'apach b'charora.
It's not okay. The Ramah is not mashma all these things.
What's that?
Pisuk damim. The Ramah doesn't go into you're ready to sign the contract. It's pisuk damim.
Correct, but Rabbi Yaakov Blum Pesach Chayishin adds that pisuk damim means not only in mamim in terms, because if not, there's no psika. That's the point that he's trying to add to the shtick.
Very
practical stop. Approach. A lot of times you see a deal's negotiated. If it's not negotiated with the details, it's not considered a proper negotiation.
It's very mistaken that even if you don't hold like the prisha, but here it would be mistaken to go with the prisha that terms usually end up mortgage contingencies is a pretty standard thing now. Maybe we didn't get say 30-day mortgage or 60 days, but we're gonna come to something lechera. It's going to be a very...
Is it a sign of
what the term is?
Apparently it's a sign to someone else.
Signable, yeah. A signable, they would say, is more of a davar rachik. It's not the essential deal of davar rachik. I'll tell you, what's that?
Are we makmil halacha on the prisha?
That what? Which nekuda?
The prisha sounds like even before pisuk. If it's a pidar kateva, it'll lead to a pisuk. And that's what's getting
wrong. As long as they're still talking. And what did walk off?
Not to mind. There were places, it goes into something else, there were places that had minhagim in the marketplace. I'm sure you came across those shuvas where in the marketplace, once a person was negotiating, they were payrish. But in an open market, generally, that's not the concern.
If they're arguing, if they're haggling over the last $5,000, they're on $1 million deal, and each one wants to feel that they got the other guy. So they already, there's a piece of thumb, which is like, who's going to pay the $5,000?
If they're arguing, they're arguing. If they were smart
they
enough,
may
they
walk
would
away.
The deal.
They may walk away.
100%. Yeah. They're arguing, they're arguing.
I'm sorry, what's the number of Moshe? So one was dating is no problem.
When they're dating, there's no issue, Moshe says. When they agreed, but there's no shidduch yet, that's when it's a problem.
They did what?
What's that?
When they agreed to get engaged.
They made up.
But they didn't actually get engaged.
It's not official.
So that's psika. Right? The third case is the case when they did a shidduch. Did a shidduch, you get into a whole different set of halachas. Charames, koinames, the shuvas tnoi b'yehud about breaking a shidduch. A certain place in Klai Yisrael where they said that it's worse to break it, it's worse. In certain places they would rather get married and get divorced, just not to break a shidduch because of the charames. That's why there's a whole bunch of menhagim. If you are mekabel kinyan, you're not mekabel kinyan, is it called the shidduch? It's knossus, all those knossus that are imposed on a person that breaks a shidduch, because it shouldn't be akpadus. But that's really a whole area of its own. Ayin in two places. It's once in Chayshim Mishpat and it's in Ebenezer Siman Nun. You see big Pizchet Shuvas, all types of different menhagim. What's grounds to break a shidduch? What's not grounds to break a shidduch? It's a totally different discussion.
By step number two, Ramosh gets in the hefker there. So that's where he wants to use the heter.
Oh, so then you have a shaila, right? Let's address that for a moment, right? There's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos if. You only say onim hapach b'charora if you say onim hapach b'charora by hefker or not. And Tosfos takes the position you don't say onim hapach b'charora when it is hefker because the lomda says ma'aloi l'troyach b'mashatar chaveri, right? Go take something else. But if it's not readily available, that's where Moshe actually makes that chilek. It's a sharing to be marked by shidduch, no question about it, right? Shem yakimene acha becomes a difficult question. But you should just know that this concept also you'll see in the Ramah on the Oshir, another Nekuda, there are times that it's hard to say there's a concept of Onim Hapach B'Charora. For example, you go into the store, you have a Pisik Damim with a person on 47th Street in Manhattan to sell you an antique watch that's not available. You have a Pisik Damim. No? Would you say I can go and grab that deal away?
It's a Metziah.
There are certain deals that are like Metzia. Well, that's why you have the Ramah talks about Bametzra. Why has Bametzra become a relevant conversation? Because it becomes, for me, a Metzia, because I can't find it elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you've already made a piece of dumb.
Doesn't make a difference. But there's no one.
If a guy's giving away a bookcase.
I know, but I would think that a piece of dumb is already.
It's not a Kenyan. Pisik Dam is not a Kenyan.
It's not a Kenyan.
It's only a Onimat.
Yeah, Pisik Dam is not a Kenyan, right? Okay. So everybody say, I think we pretty much went through. I mean, see, the oil on my hair is mamish. This sugi of Onimat that's like rolling off everybody's tongues already.
So this is like a priest.
Are you coming to
Yeah.
Which part of Schiz always had it? Shin Lamed
Gimel.
What's that? Long-term partnerships. And pray. Yeah. No, what's a poil? A poil is an Eved, or a poil...
I don't know if anybody wants
to know.
The
Sma, you went through the Sma with it? Okay, Gewaldi. Fine. Rabbi, so this is one more important discussion before we go on to the, like they say, tangential discussions of Onim Hapach B'Charora and all the practical discussions, right? A few more just important stuff. First of all, Onim Hapach B'Charora, can you be a ma'akev a person who is Ma'apach B'Charora? Can Bezdin stop a person? Achach Rishonim, the Ritva, others, right? That's one question, right? But it's not you should know, Meister. I once walked into Rabbi Belzker Zecharei Lebracha's house on a Matzah Shabbos, and they just finished sitting on a Din Torah. And a guy walked out of the room with his hands up in the air. He was pumping his fists. I won! I won! He was all excited. and Rybelski was in the room. I remember he was like in horror. It took a lot to get Rybelski into horror, and he called the person back. So I went to see what happened over here. The mice is like this. There was a guy who went and took away a deal from another person. So the Bezen Paskind, that it's only Mahapach B'charora, it's Nikra Russia, there's nothing you can do. He's Nikra Russia, but you can't take away the deal. So the guy walked out and he says, "Ooh, wah, I won."
See, the guy that took the deal. So.
The guy took the deal. I won.
He won.
I won.
Nikra Russia.
I won.
He's
Nikra Russia. He can't stop him. He called him back and said, "Listen to me." He said, "People spend their whole lives trying to build themselves a reputation, right? That's what you do your whole life." He says, "People who are gevirim and politicians spend millions upon millions of dollars just to have a good reputation. You want in one moment to have a shtempel of Chazal and you Nikra Russia?" Can you imagine? I mean, think about it. You have to sort of be mad. They realize here for a second, whoa, one second. On one hand, it's Nikra Russia, right? And if it's Nikra Russia, even if you hold like the Rishonim, which the Pashtus, Kemat, the Masses B'Yamin talks about it, Kemat, all the Rishonim agree, there's nothing you can do about it, but the person is Nikra Russia. There were those places where they held that you allowed the Bezin to be Moicha, the Masses B'Yamin talks about concepts where the Bezin, in those days, were able to hit the person, right? There's a whole discussion there. But for Pashtus, it's something which is difficult to be Moicha. What's that?
Bimachris,
they used to go to the Smedrish, and they used to announce.
Yeah, Belsky didn't go up in Tervidas the next morning.
Huh?
He didn't go up in Tervidas and make him
money. Do
you have an equivalent to that? Not to my knowledge. I mean, again, a psak that says Nikra Russia, I think, does the trick, right? I think that would be as much as anybody can get. But it's an interesting discussion. No, two more discussions.
But he's only Nikra Russia with the Rabbanon, and he's probably not a Apostle Amos, right?
The Pesach Tshuva, right in the beginning, speaks about Bar Machlas the Rice
the
Rabbanon, and
the Gav
Eidus. That's what he talks about in the Pesach Tshuva there. Yeah. Very geschmack. The boy says, "I see the Oyel Mamish Gitgelernt." Right. So why don't we just talk about two more questions, which you have one Mamish in the Simen, and then let's start talking about out of the Simen, and then from the Taisus, the long Taisus you learn brings you into numerous simanim. We should get into the Mashal a little bit, the famous Mashal Simen Lamed Vav, which that Mashal is over 10 pages long, could go through the Yisoidus of the Sugya. Before we get to the Mashal, there's another Shaila of Onim Ha'apach B'Harora by employment, right? Which the Ramah speaks about and the Smak speaks about. Poaching, right? Employers, right? Going to take away another person's worker, or the other way. I see another person has a job, I want his job, right? So the Sma and the Ramah bring two cases on the Shaila. What are the two cases bring in the Shaila? One case is that a person is Muska, right? I remember the case over there.
The Malamed, the two cases of the Malamed.
Two cases of Malamed. So what's the difference in the two cases?
One is that the Malamed. One is that the Malamed.
Yeah, so what?
No. You're trying to get a job and then you jump in and you steal the job from it.
So that's a case of?
Regalim
Hap, right? Okay, good. What's the next case?
Is that I want to steal your rabbi, your son's milk.
So there is a shtickle ahetta. Why is there a shtickle ahetta?
Because you hire a different rabbi.
One of the Pesach Jewish, like a Matzia.
Huh?
It's like a Matzia. Because you want to sell the
right? For sure,
no.
I don't have that's better than your watch. That's better than your antique watch.
Right,
yeah.
It's a mitzvah.
So how about it was another employee, not a rabbi? I wanted to take your employee.
Back then, all the Dinei Torah were only about Malamdim. Every case in Shulchan Aruch, Malamdim. They're always fighting.
I don't know. The Sham Soifa has a tshuva about a Shoichet who committed himself to be a Shoichet and he wouldn't compete and then he competed. Right?
They're always religious.
A lot of it is religious. A lot of
the
religious.
The Shliach Tzibor, the Diana, and the Shoichet and the Malamdim.
Yeah.
The Malamdim. Well, they're the most, probably the most.
Yeah, and the Meir HaRo then wanted a salary. He was passing for free and then he wanted a salary, right? At the end of.
I mean, that's rather very important shuva that chasayim with the shaychet, because if you learn the halachas of non compete in halacha, that's a very vechtig shuva. So let's go on to the next subject here. Now that I learned the mechab and the sma, is a sma in choishen mishpat in simon shim.
Shalom line, I'm sorry. By an employee who is not a melamed.
The pashtus is the problem. According to most places, can bet.
Except
if it's a Metziah. Except if it's like a Metziah.
Malamed
is a Yoitz Meklal. The concept of Malamed Yoitz Meklal comes long before this Sugi. You learn in Bava Basra.
Yeah,
there's a specific Gemara, even before Kiyan the Seifrim. The Gemara says that you're not allowed, in this case, Shechenim, in Perek Lo Yachbor, you can't go and take a person to work, you can't go and bring in certain people who are going to be marben nechnosim v'yoytzim into the area.
Because we're learning that sugya right now.
Gevaldik. And then what does the Gemara say? This was a yid, his name was Yeshua ben Gamda. And what did he do? He instituted a
school
yeshiva system. And suddenly from that halacha, we suddenly learn that for Torah, there are exceptions to the rule, right? In a way, it's a similar halacha. For Torah, there's an exception to the rule.
It's not the Pashtus. No, the Pashtus is that the Mechaber Malava is just going to Shittas Rebbe Tamam Hefker.
Of Metzia. I was just adding this Nekuda because you see a certain parallel that by Torah, there's less limitations. But you're right. 100% right. This halacha there, specifically the Smava Pashtus and the Mechaber Nesma, is talking about the concept of Metzia. Okay, let's, before we go, so you want to say, Yimab Doyle is Mamish learning that sugya with Imba Babasra, Layachba, Mitzudas Hadak?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get to it. Very good. That's,
yeah. We just started it. I'm premature on it.
No. Let's get into that sugya.
Learned that long sma yesterday's Don't Fire Me.
Which sma?
The long one. Same thing, we go to the Shitsa Rambam.
Wait, and you're talking about Shin Pei Vav Yud?
No, Kof Nun Vav, Sif Hei.
Kof Nun Vav, but before we get to that, I want to cover two more subjects, then we'll get into this.
Before we close on Poland, because Tafa's poaching teachers from schools, first of all, let's say you're only trying to chop them after a contract will expire. So like for the next semester.
So
next year.
That's a good question. It's a very good question.
Also, B'chlal,
yeah, I want to tell you it's a very good question.
Teachers are going.
So besides Metzia, but you mentioned another factor that it is mentioned in the Chuvah's forum as a sniffle head at times. I think this is a Chuvah in the Oz Nidbury for Rabbi Yom Zilbo speaks about this concept. There are certain employments that's lizman. They're made for a certain amount of time. And it's very true. A lot of times you have these different contracts, okay? So in contracts, lav dafka that you have the restriction because it's made for a certain tekufa. You actually, what's that?
Doesn't Rabbi Yom Zilbo say that?
Who?
Doesn't
Rabbi Yom
Zilbo say that?
Yeah, does he read the Rabbi Yom Zilbo? Let's hear. What does Rabbi Yom Zilbo say? So you're saying a teacher is a yearly thing? It's a yearly thing. If you try to grab away a mill of the year and a chanami, but if you try to go to the next year, yeah. By the way, just Agab, the Oyelim said they came off Schiris Payalim. I don't know, he said I shouldn't talk too much about Schiris Payalim, but in Schiris Payalim, you have another interesting Sant Halacha. When you terminate a pile prematurely, or when you don't want to rehire a Rebbe, where you actually go into different questions of if you fire a employee, how you compensate them. That's a sugi that the oil has to learn. This whole concept.
Severance pay?
Severance pay. In halacha, is there a concept of severance pay?
Because you caused them to lose out? Because it's.
Comes to lose out. It's a contract.
Right? The Taz says if we give 50% is pile bottle.
A pile bottle. I want to tell you something. It's only in this man. There's a concept in Rabbonis. The concept that a melamed is entitled to chodesh lashana. The concept that a melamed
chodesh lashana that they fire me earlier. What I taught.
A rebbe works for 40 years and they want to fire him is technically entitled according to get 1 month per year. That's the common practice in Bat Edinim.
It's shilamidim or a whole new siman.
Whole new metzias. It's not even a siman. And it came more from the Torah Masorah guidelines. That's where it really came from. And it became such a
Rebbe.
If you fire a Rebbe, there's a. But severance
what's the makar of this halacha? There's no makar.
Many, it became practice.
This is due by like an old fashioned Rebbe that's retiring. Not a guy that tried for a year, didn't like it, right?
No, if they're firing him for cause, it can be a whole different shayla. Firing for cause.
Tried being ready for a year, and it didn't work for anybody. They don't usually pay him further, right?
Yeah, but the long-term rabbi who they removed, they used to pay him Chodesh Lashana, but it's really out of the scope, like they say, of the conversation we're having right now. Before we get into the sugi you're learning now, which is the most gishmaki sugi, let me just touch on two nekudas. You said we should say some maises. I'll tell you a maise I had, mamash, a maise. You don't remember this. Back in the day in Tervadas, there was a big dentire that the Bezin had. There was one git who had the hot dog stand in four different stadiums. In the Yankee Stadium, by the Philadelphia Eagles, there was one in Baltimore, I don't remember the fourth. But he had the Hatzotz thing. I remember that some members of the Bezin went down to see the
That's where the minion is here in Miami. Oh. I never went.
They found out. This was a Chiddush. They came back to the Kohel. They told us that there was 7 minyanim for Meiriv at the Kosher Hatzotz stand. That was the big Chiddush of the day.
In Baltimore, they have one.
We'll only have one, but New York.
This is a much more thing. This is the mincha one. It
was found out that you can buy a hot dog at the non-kosher place. It's like $1.50, and by the kosher place, it's like $7.
I don't know what a
hot dog stand is.
Okay.
Believe it or not, they had this. What happened? There was another yid went, and there was one person had it for 3 years. There was another person who went to the Yankees, and he went and he finagled. I don't know, he kind of that he paid money and tintish, whatever the story it was, but he finagled to get away the schus from the other person. No, Rabbi Sai, is this Ani Mahapach or not Ani Mahapach? What do we call this concept? A new concept. If you're doing Kufnun, I'm up to a different concept. I'm kind of called Marufya.
We didn't learn this.
Oh, you don't know Maruf yet. Good. Maruf is a concept you're not going to find in Shas. I'll tell you in a second. Maruf is a concept you're not going to find in Shas. And Maruf is a concept that you'll find later first in Mordecha, Adam Sheyesh Le Maruf Yeh. In Lo Yachbi.
How do you spell
it? Mem, Ayin, Reish, Maruf Yeh.
Okay, it's right.
There's a tshuva in the Chavis Yoh who wonders, where's the word come from? Chavis Yoh, the tshuva writes, where's the word come from?
That's where mafia comes from.
The word marufya comes from no other place than Ya'arfutal.
Wow.
Ya'arfutal, that's what he writes. He says, things are flowing. There's a flow, it's coming. You have a drip. It's a constant drip. So there's a reason I wanted to talk about this before we went into Yoredo Nichse Chaveiroi. Liana says, if the oil wants to get a little bit of a concept of a sman shulchan aruch, shin pei vav, sif yud, sif katan yud, in the sma, there's already a story there which is daima to this when Yidavka did it from a goy. The thing is, usually when I go, when I try to take away your deal, I'm taking away your deal. You're doing with another yid. So everyone's restricted by the halachas of Ani Mahapach B'Charorah. Just now, another halach, Ani Mahapach was a vichti halach, I'm sure everyone came across this. Ani Mahapach B'Charorah is only when the seller agreed with the buyer to sell. Let's say the seller is still looking for more people to sell. If the seller approaches me, or if the employee approaches me, there's no Ani Mahapach, because you can't take away his chus b'chlal. Now, once the seller and buyer, right, this Nigar that Az Nidbar has a nice Nikud, he says, once the seller and buyer were machlet with each other to do a deal, and now another person comes and tries to take it away, so it's us on the seller to negotiate with him, not because he's not allowed to sell to another person, but rather because he's being machzik oiv aveira. He's being machzik
oiv aveira.
Huh?
So the fnei aveira.
Ashtikol. Ashtikol. I don't know if you say it to the rabban or the rice, it's going to make a very big difference. But the word is, he's an accomplice to the whole discussion. Wow. Fine. So marufya is very different than the whole sugya, because in marufya, the person who's giving the business, the person who's supplying the drip, is a guy, and a guy is part of all of these halachas. Just like if a guy is selling the house next to me, and you're a guy is selling a house, and you're the neighbor, can you be ma'akiv medina de ma'metra? No, the guy is a meicha, you can't be ma'akiv. So marufya, the reason you're going to learn in the Ramah three shitas, in some places they were dan dina de marufya, some places they were not dan dina de marufya, and in the third shita, in other places, they were done to be ma'akiv if it didn't happen yet, but if you did it, there's no punishment.
Is dafka by a goy? Why are we saying
dafka by a goy?
Marufya is only by a
goy. Marufya is only by a goy. That's why before we go into Yoyrit, which Yoyrit isn't that mashal, I'm talking a little bit on the side here, an ancillary sugya, when the goy and dafka, that's not a goy. It's not a case of Ani Mahapach. It's a constant contract drip. You find a lot, we deal with Marufya when we deal with Shilas and insurance, people who have insurance contracts and they're giving year by year the business to the same people, and you go and you take away those connections, people that have health insurance arrangements, other arrangements, that's where we start to deal a bit more with...
What happened with the hot dog stand? What was the end of
what happened with the hot dog stand? The hot dog stand. What was the end of the Stodat extent? I think the person was allowed to take it at the end. At the end. The Shiloh was, if it was Takamarufya, the Shiloh was that the contract had Zmanim. It was annual renewal. So once it's an annual renewal, it becomes an open bid. It's a little bit hard to say. So it's Ke'ili, that it's not a real Marufya. The Goy only gave it for a Zman. So I think that was the, there was more details there. So I want to say that as a Dover Pasek. I always say, I want to take a few minutes now, and we're going to go into the sugi you're learning now, because if you learn the Mashal, which the Mashal is in Simon Lamed Vav, you have to really learn the Mashal for a Simon Lamed Hey. It's 3 pages. Then you have to learn the Mashal Lamed Vav, it's another 10 or 11 pages. But the reason it's Geschmack is because the Mashal, and this is the Tosfos you learned in Kedushin Nun Tes, goes right back into this whole sugi in Lo Yachmo Vav Basra. The Mashal takes the sugi, it totally takes it to the next level. He breaks it into 4 different categories. One category he calls Metziah V'Hefka, which is really in the Ani Mahapach category, right? Then he has a category called Yoyrid Lomus Shchaveroi, which basically says Yoyrid Lomus Shchaveroi is Mutter. And Chassam Sofer, when he reads that Mashal, has what to say about that Mashal, that Yoyrid Lomus Shchaveroi is Mutter. It's not a Gantz Nakasha, because you learned yourself Bar Mavoya, Abar Mavoya, right? So Abar Mavoya is Be'etzem allowed to, as long as he's not what? Posakta L'chi Yisoy. Right, this item came to already. Posakta L'chi Yisoy, it's the most important part of the sugya, right? Well, you, free trade and competition is mutter. The Gemara brings a story, 2 people have fruit stores, and one gives out fruit for the kids. Yes, what does he say? You want to give.
You give this and I give that. You give,
right? You give this and I give that. When is it also? When's it also?
Different city.
Huh? No, that's one fun discussion. But I'm in the same city. Bamavoya, Bamavoya. I moved into two. You're right. According to the Gemara, a person that's coming from the outside is not allowed to compete. You have to give the panos of other people in the city first. I don't know about the Shiloh. Both live in the city. So the Gemara says, when it's Pesach L'Chisoy, what's Pesach L'Chisoy means?
You're totally going to destroy my business.
You're totally going to destroy my business.
I cannot function with you here.
Out of my, out of the Torah.
These are all the Tekotos Derabanan, for sure.
A lot of them. A lot of them are. A lot aren't. That's the step is chashuva. A lot of them are. Claire's of the step.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. We had an entire, the whole Passaic, you don't realize how these towns grow pretty quickly, had at that time one pizza shop. Another Yid came along, opened a second pizza shop. Mamish the sugi.
Did you live in Passaic?
What?
And the second guy lived in Passaic?
Both lived in Passaic. Even though one actually lived out of Passaic, but on the tax map, they were both paying for the same area. That's the sugi. The sugi is because you have a rights because of taxes. That's all sugi
wow,
there, right?
That okay. Is fast. Yeah.
So they had a second pizza shop open in Passaic.
Jerusalem was the first, this is the second.
I remember the names. I remember we sat in the entire in Rabbi Zupnik's shul. We went there, we sat in Rabbi Zupnik's shul. And I remember then, it was very interesting, the guy who had the first pizza shop tied at Pesach L'chi Yisoy. And we had the Hirth family came and they gave us, they had the whole census of the whole town. And they had the phone book, they're the ones who actually built the whole town at the time. They had the yeshiva, they had other things. So it was very interesting. The Shiloh was one Shiloh. In other words, it's Bar Mavoya, Bar Mavoya. It was mutter to compete. What was the Shiloh?
Are you totally
not? Are you going to knock him out? So which means like this, if you give him a reduction in his panosa, it's not an excuse to put a guy out of business, it's a reduction in panosa. But if, on the other hand, what are you doing? The guy cannot survive. He's left with making this year an amount. Last year he made $200,000. This year he's making $75,000. And he can't survive.
Can't survive his own personal financial and family. That's the
word. Pashas. That's Pesach.
The business is just not financially worth.
You know, you took it. That's the Hagdor of the Gemara. This is interesting. The Oyom has to read the Mordecha. Mordecha brings an Avi Yosef, right?
Right.
That's the Aleph of the
Avi Yosef. Yeah, you're right. It's Avi Yosef.
The Beis Yosef doesn't pask in the Abiyaz.
The Abiyaz of Lamaisa so makes it into Pesach Bayos as you read through the Tshuvas. That's Pesach Lechisoy. That the Ramah pask is Pesach Lechisoy.
Right.
Okay. So, and Kufnun Vav. And the whole concept of the Abiyaz, okay, is like this. Rather, we have an Abiyaz today. It does exist, this story. I'll give you where it exists. I used to go on the Sambas to Monticello, New York. It was a nice, vibrant town. There was a Broadway that had a post office and a grocery store and a bike store and this and that. One day to the other, it came an Ein Walmart, and what happened?
I remember.
Whole Broadway shut down.
I was in Boston when they opened.
Huh? Because it's one store that's so overpowering that nobody else can survive, right? And Taka, you went the next 10 years to Broadway, Adi Armazer, it's closed, and there's a Walmart. That would have been
Walmart's leaving now. One of the big guys.
I'm not going to go into the case, but we were here recently in Florida.
Bring Walmart to Basin, that would be good.
What's that?
If they bring Walmart to the Basin, that would be good. And you call Walmart.
We'll see soon how you bring Walmart to Basin. Wait, it's coming up. We'll talk soon about Walmart and Basin.
What was your story in Florida?
Florida, there was a big entire recently over. I'll go into details because it's too fresh. Everybody knows about it still, about certain industries that open. But Lamaisa, the Yiddish population is growing here so greatly that we felt it's shaykh for everyone to make it. They're all making it more than ever, these industries. And not only that, there's another tithe in halacha, and it wasn't this case, that these groups sell to goyim also, and goyim can also compete in these areas. So you can't tell a person you'll Pesach Lechisoy when every Goyish company can come and compete. So that's a wichtige discussion over here, just to remember this concept. Okay? Rabbi, let's go a little bit vital here. What's that?
We saw something where we also protect the rights of the buyers.
The shuvas bring it out. Where do you read it? Where do you see it?
Because the price.
There are times we just because lemaisa, if a halacha comes mitzad vasis hayoshev atoyv, and you have to do yoshev atoyv to the koinim, so more having more than one competitor is going to help the industry at times. It is a factor that's taken into account. Okay, let's now talk about a story. And let's take this story, we're going to go into a much narrower discussion to see practically how this all starts to work out, okay? So, and the discussion we're about to have now, if you go into the mashal of Tircha, right? What does he have to take from Mashal Tircha Chavere, right? Let's talk about which the mashal calls his third one of his Roshim. He has four Roshim. Let's talk a bit about this mashal. So, I'll tell you first Amaisa Shehoya. Emes Amaisa. There was a Yid. His name was Reb Maya Katzen Ellenbogen. Reb Maya Katzen Ellenbogen was none other than the Maram Padova. Okay? No? The Maram Padova did a big type of a Klal Yisrael. You know what he did?
Printed the Rambam.
What was so good about the Rambam that he printed? Beautiful print. And not only beautiful print, what else did he do? Huh?
It had a parish.
What's that?
Had one of the parish.
Which parish did he put out? No, I thought his whole... No. I don't remember which parish it was, but he added that? Yeah?
When did he live? What Kufa in history?
What Kufa he lived?
I just wanted to shock the quote.
He ends up by an entire in front of the Ramah.
Okay, so
he's you're talking about the early 1600s. He ends up in front of the Ramah by the entire. He goes and he gets a certain guy and he sells the Rambam, puts a lot of money into it, a lot of work into it. And after he does that, there's a competitor. Who's the competitor? The competitor is a guy who has a printing press who was angry that he went to his competitor. The guy's name was Mark Antonio Astinian. Huh? Nice. You know, definitely not a Yiddish person. And he decides in order to fix the Maram Padova up, he prints tons of the other Rambam and he floods the market with the other Rambam.
What's the other Rambam?
Again, the Maram
Padova
spends money and he prints a new Rambam. And it's a more perfected Rambam.
And the other guy brings the old one.
And the other guy goes and does not like that Moran Padova doesn't print with him. So what does he do? He goes and he prints the old Rambam with the mistakes, and he floods the market with it. So the Moran Padova calls this guy to the Torah by the Ramah. Now, why should the guy go to the Torah?
They were in
the
Italy.
Jews won't buy his Rambam.
They traveled all the way to
so
Krakow.
We have him here,
they traveled all the way to Krakow.
Out of visit?
In Italy. So from Italy to Poland is Nishto Pashto.
Oh, I don't know at that time where they are, but listen, Ramah's Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla at the time, you know, so... And they did travel for very special.
And it could be the guy. It could be the guy knew that if he gets a psak from Melitene, he's done.
This is not only a national case. This is the case that this whole area of halacha, which is referred to as intellectual property, is going to be built on. It's going to be built on this whole area of halacha. This is a very heavy, heavy area of halacha. So the Maran Padova goes, and he. And he takes him to the Torah by the Ramah. The Ramah writes a tshuva. It's kedai to read the Ramah's tshuva. Simen yud in the Ramah. Shal's tshuva is a Ramah. Simen yud and Shal's tshuva is a Ramah. The Ramah breaks the discussion into four parts. What's that?
The Shach quotes it right here.
Yeah, which Shach?
The Shach's of Cotton Dalad.
Yeah. What does he say?
He just says to look there. So
to look there.
They're echoing the Ramah. Ramah, Simen Yud, if the Shach's have gotten down, it says to look at that Ramah.
Ramah, Simen Yud?
Yes.
Nope.
He says Yesoid Aleph.
To read it. He has a Yesoid Aleph, a Yesoid HaPashat HaRishon. He starts off in the Perek Vayachba. Now, before the Ramah says the first Yesoid, the Ramah has a very big Chiddush. The Ramah says, am I allowed to conduct the Torah between a Yid and a Goy? That's the first question, right? And the Ramah paskins, of course I can then conduct an entire between a Yid and a Goy, but he has a big Chiddush in the Ramah. He says, not only conduct an entire between the two of them, for the Goy, I could be Mechayiv him like Dinehem, and for the Yid, I give him the benefits of Dineinu, the Santa Chiddush.
That's Gemara by Tosakul.
Sanhedrin, it's Gemara and Sanhedrin.
By Tosakul, that's Gemara by Tosakul.
Yeah, but it's a few places, yeah, but sure. But 100%, he says the answer is absolutely yes. That's number one. Number two, he has a whole discussion of the guy has to listen to him. Of course the guy has to listen to him. Let's go a little bit weiter. Then he goes into this concept, and he says like this. So the Ramah says, I want to tell you something. He says, number one, he says, Oramasik Vil Reyeu. Now the emes is, Oramasik Vil Reyeu, if Marufi is a borrowed term, is definitely a borrowed term. Because the word Hasagas Gavul, in the Torah, has no connection to the sugya you're learning about Asagas Gevul. Asagas Gevul meant in Eretz Yisrael, you weren't allowed to move over a property line, but that's the language that he uses. And if you look in the Mashal, in Simon Peites, the Mashal actually references that this term is a borrowed term. Then he goes a bit weiter, and he says like this. He says, number one, and this is the sugya that you're learning, he says, when you take the market and you flood it, you are over on Pesakta L'chisoy. What does Pesakta L'chisoy mean? You're putting them around positive out of business because no one's going to buy it. Number two, he says, we have a halacha, Nekot Shuka L'Tamot Chochem. When the Tamot Chochem comes to the market, what are they supposed to do?
The simon.
Step aside.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three, he says...
I understand the first one. Even if you're coming up with a whole different thing, in other words, you know, people used to live in huts. Now, today we came up with concrete. So now...
There you have the benefit of the people. Here you don't have the benefit of the people.
Why?
So the Ramah says, because it says in the Torah, Leisishkin Avla Beveisecha, and Chasal Dashin, you shouldn't leave around your house a Sefer Sheinim Muga. So if you have a Shvacha Sefer, you're not supposed to buy it. He's flooding the market with Shvacha Svarim, and we are not flooding the market with Shvacha Svarim. So in any event, at the end, he says like this.
Because a week before the Maran Padva came out with the new Rambam,
that's
all
we had. But now,
that's
another Chiddush in the Ramah. Now that we have it, you have an obligation to listen. You have an obligation, dafka, to be madif, to buy the better one. So listen.
A Friedman should put this on their ad.
Friedman should put it on their ad. You should read the tshuva that the Baal Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner, wrote to Reb Shapsi Frankel upon the printing of his Rambam. Just read that tshuva. You'll see what he actually wrote there. I have a copy of the tshuva if you want to read it. So wait. Let's go a little bit.
Okay. Forward. Did that make it that now it's not a problem that he's flooding because you should be buying Ram Padova's
Yeah, but people won't. People won't. And the problem is, let's understand well what the Ramaz issue was. The Ramaz issue was like this. If you want to see what the Ramaz issue was, you read some Sefer Siman Ayin Tes, you'll see a much greater elaboration of the way he describes it. All this sugya, is the way the Chasam Sofer says, this was Pesach Telechi Yisoy. A person went, put in Koiches, put his time and effort into printing a Sefer, and what do you do after a person prints a Sefer? What do you do? You go and you flood the market with a competing Sefer. So Chasam Sofer says, me, Pesi, which fool is going to go and print a Sefer from now on? It's a waste of time. And no, and then you're gonna cause that Tishtach Torah in Yisrael. So it's for that reason that he was so concerned that this is an Ech Pesach Lechi Yisoy. But it's important to dehear what this Ramah is saying. Before we dehear what the Ramah says, I want to just read you his siyum. He says like this: Becherim Gadol Menadim Meshamte Machridim Machrimim Nidi Shamte Cherim Bigzeiris Iren Ivamama Kadishin Velo Yechipel Lehem Ad Yamisin Vekeva Chomet Tehekvirasa. That's how concerned the Ramo was about the subject. You shouldn't, Chas v'Shalom, buy the wrong Rambam.
So what happened to the guy? Did he die?
Huh? No, he just went out of business. He did other business. He was a wealthy guy. He didn't need this. He was doing this for fun. I'm going to say, why is this sugya so important? Sugya is so important because something happens after this sugya, which is achidish nefesh en kamoi. We know that when you have a sefer today, you want to print a sefer, you go to Rav Haskama. Did they always get Haskamas? Was there always Haskamas?
Huh?
No reason.
You ever see every sefer has Haskamas?
Mishabura has.
For about 200 years.
Mishabura is recent. I would say Haskamas started here. This is where Haskamas start. Who?
The Malbim already had
Haskamas. I would say Haskamas are approximately 400 years old.
400 years?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this caused the start of Haskamas. But what's very interesting is you have to read the early Haskamas. The early Haskamas were not, like they say today, an approbation. It was not shvach on the Machaber de Sefer. You know what the early Haskamas were? Huh? They were telling you that now that this person just went and spent 5 years of his life writing the Sefer, 10 years of his life writing the Sefer, therefore, for the next 10 years, what should happen? No one's allowed to print the competing Sefer. I'll give you one example. I'm going to read to you, Rabbi Yisai. Fascinating what happened. Fascinating. The Chasam Sofer says that this happened because of this Shulis Rumah. That's what he writes. Chasam Sofer says. Because if you think about it, I understand. The Rav can get up and clap a fantish and say, no one's allowed to print the competing Sefer for the next 10 years. Who gave him that right? Who gave him the right, Bechlal? So listen to the shtickle. He says like this. I'm reading the Haskama to the Shagazaria. That's in between the Chasam Sofer and the Rumah. He says like this. Big, nice Haskama.
Who wrote it?
This is by none other than Reb David Ben Reb Naftali Hesh Berlin. And as a matter of fact, everyone, okay, it says like this. It says, L'chein loy menati melosis yodi imi batfos a sifroi duno v'hitalni gudu rabba al kol odom yisrael asher yaseh gevilei lahatfos shein a sifroi zeh toich meshach shishen shalom.
Shishen.
Six.
Six.
No.
Six.
Yeah, so Shagasai was only a 6 year bet.
Simcha Bunim waited after Third Nine Malachas came out.
Huh?
I'm wondering why our school took so long to put out Simcha Bunim Sfarim after Third Nine Malachas.
And they took it.
Eventually they put it out. But there was a nice chunk of time where everybody was buying Third Nine Malachas, and they still do. But
you know, this discussion really becomes a very fascinating discussion. I just want to go through one more Nikku.
But this has come up for the Shagasai himself on his seat?
Yeah.
So someone else is
going to
write his own
track. Print
the
Shagasai
Sefer once he prints it.
Print his
it's still a
Shailah Hakan.
I have
the Din Torah as follows. Not put out that kind of Sefer. That
anyone could
do, right?
Our Bezdin, years ago, had the following Din Torah. I don't know if I should say the names on tape. Nah, the story is so old already. The story already can be meforsim on tape already. Such a gefela. Okay? And I actually met the Baal HaZemer himself, you know, and the Bezdin, by us in Torah Das, had the following case. There was a Yid went in a certain Bismedrash, and he sang a beautiful song for Kehladim. Shachas. Beautiful niggun he sang for Kehladim. Marcham and David was in the audience by that Shachas. And then, according to this Yid's story, the story didn't become the story, but according to this Yid's story, what happened, he argued differently. Marcham and David then went and put it on a
which
tape.
Song is it?
Huh?
Which song?
I don't know. Go ask him. I met him recently. He was reminding me of this story. So what did he do? He put it on on a tape, and then the person took him to the Torah. Asagas Gevul. It's not different than the question you just asked me.
So what?
Because you're asking me why they have to ask that you can't reprint the Shagas Arya's Torah, right? Huh? Why do you have to ask? Doesn't it belong to the Shagas Arya?
No.
Does it belong to the Shagas Arya? Does the sefer belong to him? Can I ask you a question? Can you leave this room and go say over my shir? I own this shir I just said.
No.
I don't own my shir. So I can't say a shir and ask you for repeating it, right?
Only if he repeats it properly.
Huh?
Only if he says it properly.
Nah.
Because the guy who was selling, he was recording a bill of bear shir.
So let me ask you then another question. If I can't go and ask my shir, right? So then, how am I allowed to go and sing a song and ask you from singing
a
song?
A lot of times, Magid was saying,
what?
Everybody, please turn off your recorders. Is
there any place you could say that? Ramayisha actually writes that the,
right.
the person saying the shir has a right to make it tonight beforehand and say that I want to keep it for myself. He's allowed to do it, but you have to actually announce it. But if you don't announce that, and you just get up and you say the song. So it really opens up a fascinating area in halacha and in law. What's that?
Was it pronounced that mazana or no? What's this song?
I don't know. That's a question I don't know. I actually didn't see it on that entire. I knew about it, but
who won?
What?
Who won?
I don't think it was Negeya, because there in that story, the argument was I knew the song before you sang it. So I don't think, again, so there, it was not, based on those.
Well, the guy
those
hadn't men. Written the song.
Again, you're already talking about you're getting into the details of it is so, it's not so. But everybody said, Nachsali and Eno.
This story's like 40 years old, this entire?
It's got to be about 25 years ago at least. It's an old Meisa. Old Meisa. It's not a new, story. At least 20 years ago.
It was with a tape, I'm saying.
It was with a tape. So it was pretty
years.
But what's interesting is you're having here a discussion is the concept called intellectual property. Does a person own his intellect? Is the Shaila over here. And by the way, everybody's saying,
how can a Kaddish Baruch Hu oster the goyim from learning Torah?
It became a shvus, givaldi. But I want to tell you something. Look at the whole shas and the poskim. You're not going to find a metzias of a discussion over intellect. You're going to have to go to this remote to start the discussion. And they didn't have intellect as a monetary item in those days. Today, the whole business world is intellect. It's computer chips, right? What do you do? So, to share with the oilam, the Chasam Sofer writes that this story that took place with the remote came specifically because Chazal couldn't allow a concept of pasakta l'chiyitzoi that you invest and you put in time, and after you invest and put in time, you have nothing left. They couldn't allow something like that to happen. So they started off with all of these different bands. That's what happened.
But I insist, according to the Shulchan Aruch himself, you could.
Well,
according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could. So every single one of these people can say, Kim Lika Vesyosef.
So let me tell you, these were more. And a chenamid is a kimli, but it's more an issa of what's li signa. I'll explain to you in a second why I say that. I just want to note, Rabbi, I say they should know that one of the biggest machloikas in amongst the rabbanim was between the Slavita Shas, right, and the Vilna family. You should read about
very
it.
Very nasty story.
Nasty, nasty story. Why is it nasty? Because what happened
got
was...
got beaten up by the Tsar's men.
All the Gedolim got involved. And
they
got
Bashmutz and
Kiveiga.
Then he took a bribe from the other side.
Because the other side was the Shapiro family, who was Rapinchas Karetz's children, and they made it already into Hasidish Litvish, Tzatzal Ketin. And at the end, there was somebody there who committed suicide, and they blamed the owners, and they sat in jail, and it got burned down at the end. It very, very... The story there happens to be is a fascinating story. The story there was that the first family went and printed a shas. The first shas that they printed was back in 1810. They got a 10-year ban. They got another shas that they printed in 1822, and they got a 15-year ban from all the haskamas. And then 13 years later, the Vilna shas was printed. 13 years later, there were 2 years left on the ban. At that point, there were only 40 shasen left of the original Slavita. Rabbi Kiveiga's psak was that he used that there were only 40 shasen less, which is a negligible amount. At most, you have to reimburse them for those 40 shasen because you made your money already. You know, hin holder was a din in a ban of a certain amount of years. It wasn't such exerius hakos to take a concept. But that's one story, though.
Didn't they offer to buy those 40 sets of shas? Am I remembering correctly?
They offered. That was part of Rebbe Kivega's word. They should actually buy. Another very famous story in history, and it's Kedai, and you read the Tshuvas, you'll start seeing this, some Seifa. There was one of the biggest machleks in this subject is between the Maram Benet and the Chassam Seifa. Because there was a fellow whose name was Reb Wolf Heidenheim. And he had a Beis HaTfus that was known as Rodenheim. And he wrote a famous machzor that had 9 volumes with a Pirish on Siddur 2. And it was called Pirish, the Pirish Marzab. You see it on the bottom of a lot of the machzorim, you still see this Pirish. So he went and he printed a machzor. And he got a ban for 25 years, and then somebody competed. And thereafter, after somebody competed, what happened was there was a psak by the Maram Benet that there's no such thing as a ban on Svarim. Maram Benet, the Maram Benet was the Rebbe of the Chassam Seifa. And the Rebbe, the Chassam Seifa has a tshuva written to his Rebbe, the Maram Benet, disagreeing with him. He says there's no such thing. But the main title that the Maram Benet had was, who came up with this? Who came up with this whole concept? And he goes back into the Shuvas Ramah. Another very famous story that the Olim should be familiar with, there was a certain Yid who purchased the Sefer Pischei Tshuva, the rights of the Sefer Pischei Tshuva, from the Pischei Tshuva. Another Yid went and took the Pischei Tshuva and put it into the Shulchan Aruch, like you all have it right here. And they went to this, his name was Rabbi Yosef Hesh Balaban. They went to the Rav, his name was Rav Shmuel Vladberg. He was the Rav in Zalkova. Very interesting shuvas one after another. And here, he tainted that, who said the Pischei Tshuva belongs to the Pischei Tshuva? That's number one. And number two, a person that's going to buy a small sefer is not a competition to a person that's going to buy a whole set of Shulchan Aruch, right? That was another one to be focused on. And on that came along the Sholei Meshiv, and the Sholei Meshiv disagreed. The Sholei Meshiv said, what are you talking about? A person owns his intellect. And the Sholei Meshiv brings, there was a Yiddish name, was Avrum Moshe Horoshev, who made the calculator. That's what he writes. A Yiddish guy made a calculator. And he says, the government gives him royalties every year. He says, should our Torah be less than the Verstand of a Goy, that you got to give royalties for someone who printed a Sefer? So that was his position. The Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, took a position that it's totally on Dina Malchis Dina if you get a patent. Let's summarize. I'm going to summarize this Mordiga Sugya. I'll summarize with two Nakudas. Ramosha Feinstein has a novel approach to the Ganze subject. Ramosha said like this. Ramosha says that when you compete with another person, it depends how you're competing. Because all these things are big machlokes, and is the intellectual property in halacha, all these shailas. You also get here into shailas of Tshuvas Noid Yehuda, you get into shailas of Nehena, Mishtar Shi, there's a lot of different sugars you have to go through. But Rav Moshe tainted as follows. Rav Moshe says, Memeila, I don't own my intellect. But what would happen if I would go and take my intellect, and I will invest, and I'll make a recording out of it, and I'll go to a studio, and I'll make advertisement, and I'll market it, and I'll do everything else. And now, what can I do? I can make on this $1 million. Now, when you came over to me, and you try to take it away from me, what are you doing? It's Geneva, because it's my moment already. Now I'm finally making money. Because the Chassam Seifa brings in the sugi you're learning now that there's three shitas, Rameya, the father of Rabbi Tam, and the Avi Yosef, who learned, the Rimigash, who says that Shani Dogim the Yohef Saira. What does Yohef Saira mean by Mitzudas Hadag? That you place the big fish and you baited the area and it finally becomes an area. The prophets are coming, and now you take it away. So there's a very big difference. Intellectual property on its own is not usually not an issue. But when intellectual property becomes monetized, when it becomes a dollar, then to take it away is not so push. That's the very important chiluk.
How do you define when?
What?
How do you define when it becomes
how you define? Really, it becomes an income stream. If there's an income stream.
Why?
So I'll give you a dugma.
Why is that Rav Yitzchak Chiyusin? Why do you need to come out of the new Geneva? Maybe he has other business.
It's not his livelihood. No. Rav Moshe goes a step further than Pesach Chiyusa. You're right. Why it's Geneva Mamesh, Rav Moshe says. If I set my... Pesach Chiyusa is a way that all of this became. Rav Moshe is saying in Nefen Akuda, if you took the intellect and you made it into typesetting. Rav Ozan Shuvi, he wrote to Rav Shapsi, to Shapsi Frankel when they printed the Frankel Rambam. He said, this Rambam is not like the other Rambams. This Rambam is your work. You typeset it. You redid it. This is yours. And if somebody takes away your ability to get back your money, he's stealing from you. The Sant example, Rav Belsky's Chagot gave us in the Sant example. He said, if you have a painting, and I look at the painting, can you stop me? No. Karl Marr, right? It's no problem. Well, I'll look at a painting, right? But how about if I build a museum and I pay workers and I pay security and I charge admission and you sneak in the middle of the night? Can you tie it? I didn't take anything away from you? Of course not. That became the way that I make money through that painting. Once you monetize it, it's a ganz andere Meister.
You're saying so sneaking into the museum itself is mamish.
It's Geneva. That's
like
what
sneaking
says.
Into a concert. It's mamish gezel.
So I'll tell you the mashal, a psak that I got from Rabbi Belsky.
Huh? Concert, slipping, sneaking into a concert.
Wait,
it's mamish gnei.
Where is it?
It's not even like Zen and of Zelay Chasser. Your mamish stole the guy's thing.
I tell you a shtick, like one search for Rabbi Belsky.
What about the chakira if you would have bought it yourself?
It is
chasser. How does that come into this?
You're saying if
I wouldn't have paid. I'm not going to pay.
No, but what do you mean? It's chasser means not a singer.
Yeah, read the sma and take her money.
You could have made more money.
So you should take that with you. I have a flight in shortly. But you can keep the money.
You can only come onto such a money if the investment was, meaning if you made it actually, right?
Correct. But I'll give you, Rabbi Belsky's
Chavrach told me an interesting sock. A museum is a harder thing, because a museum is, I decided that I'm going to try and make money off of it.
Yeah, but when you're a producer, that's what you do. When you're a producer.
But a museum doesn't make the art better. It's just that I have it, so I decided that I'm going to charge.
Let me give you a quick example.
It's not the same as the fish. Understand the fish, the metzia wouldn't the thing.
It is the same with the fish. I'll explain to you why. You don't own the ocean. You don't own the fish. You don't own the fish that are coming. It's not yours. It's not like my store where I can stop you. What right do you have to the fish?
Yeah, but you created something value. Hanging up a painting in
good.
A place
no,
that's restricted.
When you create a massive...
No.
Good.
No,
when you create a massive that brings dollars into your pocket and I take that,
that's
you
right.
Invest time and money to create something that brings money to, and I take it, I'm a gun. That's Ramesh's point.
I understand, but I'm saying conceptually the museum is very different because I created the value up.
The
word create is being
no,
used.
No, but that, what
one
do you think you do when you're offside, when you put the bait down?
Sam,
but
what should be the deal? Why should
that
be the deal?
That's the fish.
That's
exactly
not.
The fish
because
case.
It's the same thing.
The kids said
they
used to be doing something again. Copying tapes. Copying tapes was the big shot. So yeshivas, they used to say, it says on the tape, it's sold on condition not to be copied.
Let me give you one very classic example. Hey, let's do one more counter.
But also, even before, I'm almost surprised that before it's monetized, then there's no problem. So everything China is doing, coming in and stealing ideas and projects before they are actually built and monetized, that's fine.
They're not spies.
The U.S. should not have no complaints.
No. The business
plans.
Secrets are monetized already. What do you think it is? That's a business.
Very often they steal it, before the last whatever.
That's monetized. Let me give you one more example. Sakhalafa Lamais.
Not yet.
No. They paid a guy to develop that secret. They paid millions of dollars on their scientists or whatever to develop that secret.
I'll give you two little examples. I'll give you two little examples, everybody's saying. There's the famous question, I have a classroom, right? Can I take a picture, a copy of a page, even though it says in Big Kids Shlavana, it's on the front page that you're not allowed to copy a page or a stuff. Can I go and give it out to my class now? Terry's very question with this whole gang, Ramesh at least. If that page is something that by me copying it, I'm taking away your business, of course I'm not allowed to do it. So let's say I take a whole chapter, and now I don't have to buy for my class the book, because I'm a gang. Let's say it's one page that I would never buy the book because of that one page. I take one copy out of a shas to give a shir. I'm not buying a whole set of shas in order to make him one copy. That's mutter. Now, I'm not saying, according to Yitzchak Shmelkish, if you have a copyright and a chanami, but that's the etzem looks. So, Al-Kapon, Rabbi is saying, you're learning here so many beautiful sugis. You're learning Ani Hapam Charora, but from there you go into Toisvis with Peye, with Ani Hamanakiv, with Tircha, right? Tircha is an investment. Investment at certain points becomes like Matsudas Hadag. Once that becomes monetized, that becomes your money. That's already Geneva. It's not any money mahapach, it's mamish Geneva. So those are the yisoides that you have to
do.
At
that point, Metzia won't be a heter. I'm saying Metzia.
That point, Metzia won't be heter anymore, exactly, because that's Geneva. That's where you have. So that's why I wanted to go through the sugya from Oni Mahapach to the competition, to pesach lechisoi, to mamish sticking your hand into the other person's pocket, and that's the gedder that you have to pick up in the sugya. Rabbi Isai,
tell us one more crazy thing, Torah.
Which subject do you want?
Any subject. Say the first one.
Say the craziest one that you can think of.
The craziest one.
What's that? I know I make a chtois. I have a case in front of me right now, and you know I make a chtois case. Okay? I have a case. Yeah. I have two partners who are partners in five different things. And they were fighting like cats and dogs, and they were developing an $80 million project and couldn't develop it. So what happened? It never was going anywhere. So finally we met with them, and we made a pshara between the two of them. You take this, you take that, you take the next one. And they went on their own, and they did a whole bunch of divisions, and each one walked away with his properties and farting. V'hiyayim, they found out thereafter that that county changed the rules 2 years later when they actually were about to go build, that the main valuable property in that property cannot be built. And instead of being worth something like $50, $60 million, it's worth about 20 or 30. What would you do in such a case? One.
So one guy got that, and now it wasn't fair.
But then the other guy tied his no. The other guy says you got that because that's what you valued it. The change in the rule didn't make any difference. So here's the shayla. I just did a shayla with this. There's a concept halacha called pshara b'tois. The concept halacha called chaluka b'tois. But here the question is this a shayla of oino, or is this a shayla of chaluka b'tois? Usually chaluka has to be by midah and mishkal. But I know tos is by midah and mishkal. Value is usually I know. And what's I know on property?
There is none.
Huh? Shach says by 50%. He's still saying no.
Okay. Shach and then there's the Ramban that says he's still over. Okay.
Yeah.
Vega brings the Ramban. Okay.
So again, you know what? We'll have to schedule another few shiur for the idol over here.
We're very good.
Ready.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very nice.